guess. What? Yeah, yeah, same to you. Oh, great. And I haven't even had my coffee yet. Ah, it's another lovely, humid, hot day. Here comes my coffee.
Good morning, Mr. Jay.
Good morning.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm okay. It's a little more slow moving this morning. Oh, God.
Do you want I should answer?
No, no. Can you bring it out here?
No problem.
No problem. Everybody really say that. No problem.
What did you say?
Nothing. Oh, thanks. Hello?
Jack.
Mother.
Yes, can you come over here?
What's up?
Stephanie. She's crazy, walking all around, talking to herself.
Oh, God, I'll be over as soon as I can.
Nanny is sick.
What's wrong?
She has a fever, I think. It's like you said.
You think Tiffany had the old woman put a hex on her?
You can come here soon?
Yeah, as soon as I get dressed, I'll be right over.
Thank you.
Not a nice day?
I guess not. Look, hand me that shirt, would you? Thanks.
When you arrive in Bali, all the time you smile. Now, no smile?
Yeah, I guess you're right. How is this?
Now it's nice day.
Yeah. I sure hope so.
If it happened to me, I'll tell you that it's not going to happen. I'll be damned if it's not.
Tiffany is very nervous.
I know how to get her.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Tiffany. Tiffany.
Hey. Fix her. She's not going to get away with it. Just see it. Just
Tiffany.
No way.
Tiffany, it's Jack. Tiffany. Hey. It's me.
So where were you? So did you help me?
Where was I when?
She's not going to get away with it. Oh, no way. I have to get to her. I need to get even. She'll see.
Boy.
She has been like this all night. She never went to sleep.
Don't you have anything to give her? A tranquilizer?
And the doctor is coming over.
Good. She saw that old woman last night.
Black magic woman.
Yes. Listen, unless we can do something, she's going to end up in the loony bin.
The loony bin?
The mental ward.
But that won't help.
I know.
This has caused many problems in the community.
How?
People are disturbed. They say the balance is not right.
What do you mean?
They say there is darkness where before there was balance between the light and dark.
Ah, I see.
I know who is the old woman.
You mean the one Tiffany went to see?
She is a very powerful black magic woman.
Yes.
She used Tiffany for her own reason.
What do you mean?
The old woman has been wanting revenge.
But what?
The elders believe this, yes.
But it just happened last night.
They have been aware of this for some time. It was known.
It was known? You mean it could have been avoided?
No. They didn't know what it was, but they knew it was beginning.
I don't get this.
Last night, they had what you call a medium go into a trance, and he became Rangda, the evil one.
God, so that's what I was picking up.
Tonight, they are going to do the Jalon Arang.
Jalon Arang? The exorcism. The dance to appease the dark.
The Jalon Arang is the battle with the Baron. But the Rangda, the evil one, wins the battle.
And that's supposed to help?
They believe that will make the evil happy and the harmony will be restored.
Yeah, but is this going to help Tiffany?
They told me she will have to go away.
Isn't there anyone who can help her get rid of these demons she's invited in?
No, she is a foreigner. And our ceremonies cannot help her.
Oh.
Like you say, she invites them in.
No Western shrink is ever going to believe this. Listen, Muddy. If these are your own local demons, why can't they at least try an exorcism?
Too late. The black magic woman also used herbs.
On Tiffany?
Yes.
Oh, great. You know, I ran into that in Morocco. Herbs can induce schizophrenia, catatonia, you name it.
They have witches there, too.
Oh, yes. So, what time are they performing the Chola Meringue?
It will begin at midnight. It will go all night until it is light.
And where's Nani?
At her home.
Is it all right if I see her?
She would like that.
Excuse me. Quiet. Shh. Go on. Go on. Excuse me. Is this where Nani lives?
Siapa yang tinggal? Kuli?
Nani. Do you know Nani?
Nani? Nani. Di sana. Di sana. Here, here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Come on. Get out of the way. Out of the way. Go on.
Mr. Jack?
Oh, I heard someone did a number on you.
What?
You know, a hex, a spell.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Not so good.
Oh.
They say I may die.
Oh, my God.
The spell is because of my family.
Your family?
Wrong from many years.
I don't understand.
The black magic woman?
Yes.
My great-grandmother... Do something to her, grandmother.
I see.
Yes. And now the black magic woman revenged her grandmother.
God, what did Tiffany step into?
She did not go to the black magic woman.
What? I thought she did.
No. No, the woman go to her, and she believed her.
Wait a minute. You're saying the old woman contacted Tiffany first?
Yes. For revenge.
So she was set up.
Once my grandmother tell me about when she was young, Charlie Chaplin come to Bali.
Really? Charlie Chaplin?
Yes. And he watched the legong dance. And then after, he jump on the stage and he do his legong dance, you see?
a takeoff, a satire of the dance.
Yes.
And what did the audience think of that?
My grandmother say everyone laugh and laugh. He was very funny.
Charlie Chaplin in Bali.
Mr. Jack?
Yeah?
Can you help Tiffany?
I don't know, Nani. Maybe. With a little help from my friend. Do you think Tiffany will be all right?
My cousin is with her.
Hmm. Are you going to the performance?
Yes. And you?
I don't know. Let me tell you about something that happened to me. When I first arrived in Bali, there was this wise old man. I think he's a high priest. Well, he came to me in a dream. He took me through what I'd call a cleansing ritual. And then an initiation.
An initiation?
Yes. And now, well, every now and then, he just shows up. Sometimes in dreams, sometimes in meditations. Well, sometimes I've actually seen him out on the street.
Ooh.
He's the one who told me about the elementals and how if you invite one in, say, jealousy in this case, well, eventually it will move in its entire family. And then they'll all feed off of you.
Do you believe this is so?
Well, I'm beginning to believe it. Yeah. What about this performance tonight? How is that going to help?
Once when I was younger, I saw a performance of the Jalangarang in a small village. They were having bad luck. So like what happened here, they had a medium put on the Rangda mask and asked the Rangda what she wanted so she would not keep bothering the village. And she said she was angry at the village for neglecting to give a performance of Jalangarang.
All because it's a play about her triumph.
Yes, it is the story of the witch Rangda and the prince Erlanga. The witch must be played by an old actor gifted with such great powers he is able to withstand in his own body the dangerous spirit of the witch herself.
Now that's an actor really assuming a character.
Yes, it is true. The performance I saw began at midnight and went to dawn. So there were men who woke all the children in the audience that had fallen asleep so they would not be harmed. Well,
sounds like a pretty potent dance.
But just before dawn, the prince attacked the Ranga, running up the bridge. But inside the house, there was blood-curdling scream, and the Ranga leaped out. There were fireworks strung on wires over the trees, and they began to explode over the crowd. Ranga shrieked curses at the prince, and he took off running in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I'll bet.
There were billowing clouds of smoke, sparks, and explosions as the old witch came after him. No one knew what would happen next because Ranga could run wild, disappear into the dark, into the rice fields.
What?
Because the actor possessed by the spirit of the real Ranga, and he's hard to bring under control.
Wow.
There are stories of actors who go crazy.
Yeah, I can see why.
Well, it is very dangerous to release this magic power. Do you believe this?
Oh, yes, I believe it. What has Tiffany gotten into? Oh, boy. Hello?
Mr. Jack?
Yes?
Thank Lord God, my day.
What?
I am Mandy's cousin.
You're with Tiffany, right?
Hello?
Oh, look, I don't understand. I thought Mandy said you were watching Tiffany.
She's gone.
Gone? Weren't you watching her?
She climbed out window.
Look, is Mandy there?
No.
But where is he?
I don't understand.
Yeah, no kidding. Look, where is Mandy?
Gone to dance.
Great. And you have no idea where Tiffany's gone to?
I thought maybe she with you.
No, she's not here. Look, maybe she went to see the old woman.
What?
Listen, hey, wait a minute. Do you know where that old woman lives? Do you know who I mean?
Black magic woman?
Yes, that's the one.
She lives off Monkey Forest Lane, near the graveyard.
Perfect. At least there's a full moon. It is nice and warm. Her house is supposed to be at the end of the lane, and, well, that's the only one. There's a light on. I'll peek through the window. It's me. I'm looking for the American woman, Tiffany.
She is not here.
I'd like to see for myself.
Go away.
Look, I am not going away until I see whether or not...
Mr. Jack.
Yeah, that's right.
Come in. Come in, please, come in.
Said the spider to the fly.
Come, come. Please, please.
Thank you. I see you're rather fond of incense. Phew.
You will like tea?
No, thank you.
Oh, it is very good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Look, have you seen Tiffany tonight?
As you see, she's not here.
Yeah, I see that, but did you see her?
Sankunde vidyaya murti midilakan geni ring sejira sasti.
That's a catchy tune.
Om geni puti ring pepusa.
Are you expecting her?
Geni abang ring hati.
Do you know where she is? God, this isn't getting me anywhere. Look, I hate to walk out in the middle of a concert, but I've got to get going. I better Let them get up. Out of this chair. I know what you've done. You're using her for your own revenge. She's sick and you know it. I've got to get up. That's it. Come on, V. Oh, my shoes, they're like cement. I've got to move toward the door. She's blocking the door. I'll push her away. Damn, I can't raise my arms. I can't move. Tiffany?
Help me.
Where are you?
They have made me.
Where?
Here.
Where's here? I can't move. I can't move. Say, that witch is pretty good. Poor Tiffany didn't stand a chance. I think I know where she is, but without the old priest opening the door, I can't get in. There's quite a crowd. There's some kind of play going on. Or shadow puppets. It's real people. It's pretty funny. Slapstick. Oh, I see. They're in a forest. And they don't see what's behind them. It's a monster. Now we see it. What did that old priest say? Humor is God.
In our dance, in the whole of our heart, we are playing out that part of us that is the God, good and evil, and the part that is animal. Humor reminds us of our human nature. A gentle reminder. It pokes fun.
Now that the man is moving his arm in a circle, and the demon leaps in, and it's gone. Let me give myself some elbow room. Now, if I bring my arm up from my ankle, up around, over my head, and back down. Nope. It takes more than just moving my arm in circles.
Again.
Okay. Again. All right. Up and around, and down, and... nope. Again. Okay. Up and around... and down and up and around and wow! That's it. I actually did it. Quick! Oh my God! It's closing. Yikes! Quick! Right. go again. When I first stepped in here, it was so bright and magical. Now look at it. Damp, wet, moss, fungus. Be solid, Jack. Solid as stone. Solid as rock, and they can't hurt me. God, they're all over me. Scratching and biting and breathing with breath. Oh, flatulent. Have you guys been eating rotten eggs? Ooh. Come on, Tiffany. I'm coming. Oh, no. Oh, they're dragging her. Well, actually, since she's curled into a ball, they're just sort of rolling her off deeper and deeper into the forest. I can't quite catch up. They're just out of my reach. I'm getting tired. I can hardly raise my feet. No wonder. I'm in some mud, or some sticky, mucky. I'm sick. I'm going under. It's time to abandon my shell. I lost her. Here I am again. And the play is, it's still going on. Oh, nice monsters. I can't put on a costume like that and go back and terrorize all those damn little devils. Why not? Yeah. I just had this bizarre thought. Let's see what kind of costumes they have back here. Ogres are on stage, but hey, what's this? Rhonda, the witch. Look at these fangs. I love these fangs. And these flames coming out of the top of her head and off the end of her tongue. What a nice touch. And these claws. Wonderful claws. About a foot long. And his breath is hanging down about 3 feet. Oh, God, I'm going to look great in this. Yeah. It's a little snug. Hold on. There's someone coming.
Raphael?
Oh, sorry. Arm down, up, around, and... No? Again. Circle up, around, and down, and up, around, and... That's it! In we go. costume and all. I feel as though everything is watching me. There she is. The demons have stopped tormenting her. They're backing away from her, bowing to me. God, how long can I keep up this act? They say it's all a play.
No, no.
Shh, just stay curled up. I'm carrying you out of here. God, the demons are getting suspicious.
Where are we?
Shh, not much further.
Help, please.
All right, I'm trying. I know how I got in, but how do I get out?
They're following us.
Can I make a circle and maybe open a door that'll get us back?
They're getting closer.
Tiffany, I have to put you down.
No, don't.
Just for a second, I can't move my arm.
No, the demons are
coming.
Come
on, then, just put your foot down, just for a second.
No, don't put me down.
I've got to get my arm free.
No,
Tiffany. There.
Jack.
Okay, wait. My arm up and around and down. Up and around.
Jack.
And down and what?
Over there.
Oh, great. Yeah,
Jack, get us out of here.
God, all hell is breaking loose. Literally.
Jack!
Arm up, up and around.
The other way.
The other way? You mean the other way around? Oh, God, it's him.
Jack!
He's here.
Other way.
Reverse my arm? You mean the other way around?
Jack,
I am trying. My arm is up, around. I can barely move. The demons are hanging all over me. Arm up and around and down.
Jack?
Yes?
Where are we?
Well, I'd say in a graveyard.
That's not so good, is it?
Well, that depends.
Oh, no.
Not right. It's just a little demon sitting on a stone. Hey, you. Go on. Beat it. Go. Enough is enough. Come on, kiddo.
Is it safe?
I don't know. And I don't care. Come on. Let's go to the cafe and get some breakfast. I'm starved.
They're in there.
Who?
Nani and Made. I can't go in.
Why?
Because they're sitting together.
So?
I look awful.
You look awful. Well, look at me. My nails are broken, my fangs are bent, someone stepped on one of my breasts. I'm a mess.
Tiffany.
It's me.
Who is your friend?
Jack!
Coffee.
I will get you coffee.
Tiffany, are you all right?
I think so.
Big coffee, yeah?
Big coffee.
You both missed a great performance.
Well, not really.
What is that?
Well, we had our own little play.
Yes, it looked like you did.
Did we ever?
Well, this costume, what's left of it. I don't think they're going to be very happy when I return it.
Is Nani all right?
She is all right now.
Oh, thank God. That's a relief.
Coffee, Mr. Jack.
Ah, thank you.
Mother, are we still friends?
Yes. More than friends.
Yeah. We'll talk.
Made.
Yeah?
Saya mengucapkan terima kasih ya atas bantuanmu.
Terima kasih, Tumbal.
Made.
Tiffany.
Huh?
Jealousy. Now just stop it.
Yes, Jack.
Now, where were we?
In Bali.
Right. Okay, gang. Now the big question is, What makes you happy?
What?
Come on, you know. Barley.
Barley makes you happy.
Love always does and must conquer. But each of us has to fight. Let evil know that it will not finally triumph. The conflict is in ourself. We dance the dance of the dark as well as the light to make harmony.